Brian Stavely. I'm here again tonight. I'm joined by Justin Cook. Justin, how you doing out there?
All right, Brian, how you doing?
Doing pretty good, buddy. What's it looks like my mic was a little far away. Hopefully you guys can hear me a little better now. We haven't done a show in a couple weeks, so we got a lot of stuff we probably want to go through tonight. Anything in particular you want to start with first, or?
I'm trying to think. I don't know. We could start off with the most obvious, which should be the Whitney Houston thing, the thing that everybody's talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that, you know, the first thing that has to come to mind with anybody when a celebrity of that caliber dies, that, you know, for one, has battled problems with drugs their whole life. We also know about the culture of Hollywood and MKUltra, and I'm not going to make any bones about, you know, I'm not going to make anything, suggestions, because I just don't know as far as that goes, but I do know that most of them are controlled. However, she did have a life, or, you know, probably 20-year drug addiction, you know, crack, cocaine, and everything else, along with Bobby Brown and everything. And, and not only that, but big pharma and all the stuff that she had been taking. So, I mean, you know, this is a big issue. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a big issue. I think the reason that it's good for us to talk about this, and, like, normally, you know, we don't talk about celebrities too much, but when it's kind of like a crossover issue that I feel that this is, I think it's a good idea, and I think it can bring things to light. Like, you know, like Big Pharma, I think, is real important with, you know, how much, you know, actual drug dealing the government it pushes on you, and the FDA, and all these other regulatory agencies. And that's really a big part of what claimed her life. I don't think it was. I can't even jump to assumptions here, because I don't know anything else that other people aren't reading out there on the same stories that are floating around on the internet. So I don't know what it was that killed her, but I'm just gonna guess. It probably wasn't crack. It probably was a mixture of some of, you know, the more common things like Xanax and Klonopins and,
right,
you know, all these types of anti-anxiety drugs that they prescribe you. And I know tons of people that just take them all day long. And we all know she had a cocaine habit and a crack addiction. So, you know, if you mix coke and Xanax, I mean, that's an upper and a downer right there. I mean, that'll take you out. Well, I don't know. I think it's good. I think it's good to bring it up for that reason, because I think that people,
it'll stop your heart. You know,
people need to realize that taking all these prescription drugs is just as bad as taking a street drug. Just because the government gives it to you, or your doctor writes it up on a slip, doesn't make it any different. And
in a lot of cases, worse.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to say that I'm a doctor, and I don't want to ever give anybody any medical advice. But what I'm saying is, look into what you're taking and putting in your body, because, you know, you could end up like this. I mean, really. And just because a doctor's giving it to you doesn't mean jack, man. A lot of those doctors, you know, they get huge kickbacks. They get free vacations, right, free cars. They get cash for writing prescriptions. They are drug dealers. That's what they do. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, here's the thing. Everything that these, legal drug dealers known as doctors are giving you can be found in nature. You know, if you look at, like, for example, anxiety medicine, you know, they have things out there. Everything comes from something synthesized down from nature. So, I mean, you know, what they do is they add things to it, like mercury and things to make you addicted. That's all they do, is they add certain things, you know, into the psychotropic drugs. It's just something that controls your serotonin levels, you know, and I don't think you should be messing with your serotonin levels. I think a lot of this stuff, you know, it has to do with the culture that we live in, where it's just, you know, go to the doctor and get a pill for it and you'll be fine. I think that people should look into a lot more of what they're putting into their body. And I just think that, you know, in reality, like I said, a lot of these things are natural, and in their natural form are not bad for you. But once they go and mix them up with, different things and whatnot, now we're looking at something addictive, deadly, and also too. Now I also noticed too that they're double dipping. They're going and they're prescribing people uppers and downers, at the same time. And I think I know friends of mine that are getting these cocktails of drugs, and it just really, It doesn't make sense. It's like unless that they want the person to overdose.
Makes sense because it's all about the dollar. And here's what else they do, Justin. Like you said, you can find all these things naturally, and they know you can find these things naturally. So what do? They start making all these. They start banning all these natural things, so you can't get the things in the pure form. You can only get it through them when it's chemically changed. And then you know, if you want to get a natural, you know, just like we knew with the. What's the name of the supplement act that we were fighting a little while ago? Codex something?
You're talking about Codex Alimentarius, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, they're trying to ban supplements and everything, and then if you have a synthetic vitamin, something that's made artificially, and it's not in the natural form, well, then you don't have to jump through the same hoops and go and run tests on every single ingredient and all this and that. They do that because they don't want you going and getting these things. They want to make sure they have – it's kind of like the Monsanto thing with the food supply. I mean, they want to make sure they have a monopoly over all of it, okay? They want everybody to be as discouraged as possible from going and getting natural medicine. They'll make it illegal. They'll make it illegal to buy it in the grocery store. It's ridiculous. Right. It's ridiculous. And the stuff that they pass is so much worse.
It totally is. It really is. Some of the things the FDA lets go through, have had, you know, for example, GMO food. They were not properly tested, you know, and look at half the drugs the FDA passes.
Yeah, or the fake sugar, you know, the aspartame. Yeah. I mean, come on. They knew that was bad for you. Like, really bad. Like, they knew.
Well, you know, the sad thing about the aspartame is they lobbied to get, you know, they lobbied to get that back in pretty much. That was Rumsfeld and in company, you know?
Yeah, Donald Rumsfeld. Absolutely. Absolutely. The thing when you're a big, you know, you're a big star like Whitney Houston, and you know the same thing goes for people like Michael Jackson, which was recent and is probably still popping in people's mind when they see this. People like this have unlimited access to this stuff. Okay, if you're Whitney Houston's doctor and you're already writing prescriptions for cash, are you ever gonna cut Whitney Houston off or tell her no, you can't have 500 of these or 1,000 of those? No, you're not. You're just gonna take the money and you're gonna be loving it because you're gonna be able to carve whatever you want out of her.
Exactly.
And it's dangerous, and that's why I get real. You know, it kind of pisses me off. I see people kind of not too many people. Most people really, you know, everybody loves Whitney, you know. But some people were trashing on her and saying, oh, you know, her and her drug habit, yada, yada, yada. Listen, people, all right? Have you ever had anybody in your family that's ever had a drug problem or a close friend of yours that's ever had a drug problem? Did they deserve to die? No, they didn't. This woman didn't rape anybody. She didn't beat anybody. As far as I know, right. She didn't neglect her kids or anything like that. Let's knock off the shit with the trash in her because she had a drug problem. Everybody has problems. And, you know, like I said, if you knew somebody in your family or whatever that ever had a problem, let's say you took that person and you dropped $300 million on their lap. Do you think their problem is going to go away? No, it's not going to go away. So people that think everybody just because they have money and they're going to be perfect, they're not, you know? It kind of upset me. And then people blame Bobby Brown. Listen, Whitney Houston has 20 times more money than Bobby Brown. She doesn't need Bobby Brown. If she didn't want Bobby Brown, she could have shown Bobby Brown the door. So she's a grown woman. She made her own decisions. That's what I have to say about that.
I did want to get into something very quickly on the whole Whitney Bobby thing. Or the whole Whitney thing, sorry, not Whitney Bobby, but, you know, Ray J, in fact, actually, you know, they had been linked somewhat to a romantic relationship and whatnot.
Who's Ray J? I don't even know who that is.
Ray J is Brandy's brother.
Okay. Brandy, the singer, the R&B singer?
Yes. Okay. He's the R&B singer. Yes, Brandy's the R&B singer, but he's also an R&B singer. He's only 30 years old. But supposedly he was, you know, linked to a relationship with her. Let me see if I can pull up this article. Actually, you know, I'll come back to it when I pull it up. But let me just get into it. When I learned some of who this guy's related to, it just makes you wonder, you know. And I, like I said, I don't want to get into any guessing on what happened or anything. But I guess he was going around a hotel room saying, you know. you know, we did this, you know, something like look what you did, you know, look what we did or something like that. Look what we did to her, kept saying over and over again, you know, so it makes you wonder, of course, you know, once you get into the other realm. But like I said, I'm not going to make any wild guesses on anything that happened until we find out a little bit more of it. Like everything else here, they're not releasing any info on her toxicology. I don't know. I'm sure it'll leak eventually, but I don't know. I think that's pretty much all I got to say on the Whitney thing. But, it, you know, it's very sad. 48-year-old woman taken out, had everything in the world. You know, but I do want to say one thing. All these people that were on here, you know, talking, tweeting and Facebooking about Whitney Houston. You know, where were you when the NDAA went through? Where were you when, you know, when all these things that are real news nowadays? That's the problem here, is that we're dealing with.
Where were they when the 4,000 soldiers died in Iraq over a lie?
Yeah, exactly. And over a million Iraqis, you know, it's exactly. Just, it's insane. It's really is. I think that the whole culture clash with Americans here, you know, it's really disgusting at this point. And to be from like the outside looking in on some people here, I don't know, I'm just disgusted about
it's only getting worse too, Justin. It's getting worse with things like Twitter and stuff, and now it's like people feel like they're really connected to their celebrities, and it's like you just can't, it's in your face. I mean, all this stuff that doesn't matter all the time. It's just so in your face. It's totally invaded your life. Like, it's just, you know, it's on your phone. It's everywhere. You can't even watch a program now without, I don't know. It drives me nuts, man. I can't watch anything on TV anymore. I mean, there's like one show I watch. I mean, I just can't watch it. It's just, yeah, you see what it's there for. It's there to dumb you down. I mean, it really is.
I'm pretty much on the same page as that, and if not, it's there to push something. That, you know, that's all it is. It's there to reinforce their reinforce their propaganda, reinforce their stereotypes, and to you know, to put people into categories, and then to dumb you down and make you not care about real life and make you think that is real life, watching a bunch of people on a beach in Jersey or you know, California or wherever it is.
And idolizing these stars. And a lot of these stars turn out to be phonies, and we're going to get into that a little bit after. And, you know, a lot of them aren't even who they say they are. And you have people that, you know, one of my buddies was telling me this the other day. He was talking to me. He knows what's going on. He's awake and everything. And he was telling me about somebody he works with and how the kid is just, like, starts telling him everything about Jay-Z and Beyonce's baby and how much it weighed and all this. And my buddy's like, Why do you care? I mean, like, why do you care about all that stuff that has nothing to do with you? Like, why do people care about celebrities so much? I never got it, you know, and like, I didn't realize about 9/11 and all these other things till it's getting close to a year and a half now. And before that, I still never bought into a lot of things, and maybe that's just the way my mindset was. And one of them was the whole celebrity craze. Like, I just didn't get it. I didn't know why people gave a damn about what these people are doing, what they're eating, what they're wearing. I never understood it. And to this day, it's like I know so many people that just talk about celebrities all the time.
And not just women anymore either. You know, it's men too. That's the problem. I think, you know, in the past, it was more of a thing where women, you know, used to look up to, you know, want to know what they were wearing. But now it's the same, you know, same thing with guys. But
yeah, well, that's because of what they put in the plastics and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah, that's funny. You know, it's just, I don't know. Where is this culture coming to? You know, I mean, you know, if you look at it, they don't, like I said, I said it before too, they don't need FEMA camps because you're already a slave. You're already in jail in your own body. And people don't, until you can wake up and see that box is lying to you, until you can see that it's all a facade, and that even the people that you trusted to give you real news were lying to you, you know, intentionally lying to you, not being misled, but intentionally lying to you, you know. And once you see how far it goes, I think if anything, it's pretty discouraging at this point. Just to look at it and say how many people out there are really, really awake. And I don't think I can say that many. And I think, you know, whether it's something, religion or something, or just the way someone's raised, or, you know, they cannot look at something, you know, from a what do you call it? Viewpoint.
Objectively.
Right, exactly.
Objectively. Yeah. And speaking about that, you know, there's all these groups on Facebook and people always throwing me in all these groups. And you know, there's one group I was in yesterday and I was talking. It just seems that the people in this group, they really are the more of the followers than the leaders type. And yep. They just get in there and they recite the InfoWars headlines. And I had posted my playlist of the Alex Jones stuff in there. And, man, this guy was just – He kept saying to me, he wouldn't look at the videos, and he was telling me, the only reason I have anything against Alex is because we see differently on 9/11. And that's all the kid kept saying. And then I was like, you know, I don't want to get into the whole conversation. It's going to bore the hell out of people. But anyways, what I'm trying to say is, like, this – it's pretty much the same point I always say. You can't follow any of these people. And some of the people that swear they're awake, it's a joke, okay? They're just reciting what they hear on some radio show or some YouTube channel, and everybody just
traded in
for themselves.
They traded in one group of shepherds for another. That's all they did.
Yeah, it's crazy. They're just as bad. Then they're even worse off, and they're more misled. And that's what people don't understand. It's like these people are put there. You're given these heroes, okay? These heroes are given to you because they know that you're looking for a hero, okay? Of course they know, yes, they don't like that people are starting to wake up, but they're not going to sit there on their ass and do nothing about it. They're going to give you a hero, and then that hero is going to take your truth, and he's going to twist it. And if you want to know how that works, the way it works is, okay, they tell you the truth about this, that, and the other thing, so you believe them. You listen to them every day, okay? And then there's some other truth out there that this person doesn't want to touch on, so what do? They tell you that other person's crap. Don't listen to that. Don't bother wasting your time with this. And then these people actually listen. They won't. This kid would not even look at my videos, okay? And he kept telling me how wrong I am. He was calling me COINTELPRO. Me! He was calling me COINTELPRO because anybody that says anything about Alex Jones is COINTELPRO. I mean, that's what this kid was saying. And I'm like, yeah. Guy, did you even watch any of the videos? So I started asking him specific things like, why does it not bother you that he censors his callers? Why does it not bother you that he, this, that, and the other thing? And the kid was like, he just kept saying the same thing over and over. And I'm just like, wow, these people are really, really zombie. I ended up having to leave the group. I left the group. Somebody else left the group. He messaged me today. He's like, wow, those people are just asses in there. And this is the same group when I post pictures of Photoshop jumpers from 9/11, you know, I just get totally attacked, called disinfo, but yet they won't read my research. And that this kid, you know what he said, Justin? He said, I've already debunked all those videos. And he kept saying it. I'm like, well, can you give us the link so we can read where you debunked all this? Because I put my research here. You know what I mean? It's just that's what makes me mad, dude. I don't expect people to believe me right off the bat about anything, okay? Especially some of the more serious stuff because it sounds so far out there on its face, all right? I know that. But to tell – to just assume that I'm wrong and not even, you know, look into what we're saying or assume Justin's wrong and not even to look into what he's saying, you sound like an idiot. I mean, you really do. And we're not trying to say that we're smarter than anybody, but how can you possibly know somebody's wrong without looking into it? And these people are so brainwashed by their heroes on the radio that that's what they do. They don't need to look into it because that person already told them that it's no good. And you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's constant. It's whether you're dealing with no planes, whether you're dealing with. You know, for example, you know what's hilarious to me is, right, you know, we've gotten through it, like, the Ron Paul stuff, and, like, you know, and the thing is, it doesn't even bother me that he's a Mason. I expect he would be a Mason, but when you try to bring it up to a you know, Ron Paul supporter, some of them will agree with you and say, yeah, well, you know, I'm just here to push the message, and, you know, I understand what you're saying, you know, and I really don't think that it's going to bring a solution. There is a lot of people out there that are on the fence about it and are just saying, well, you know, I know voting doesn't count, and I know, but I'm just going to, you know, try this last time. Okay, you know, I can half-heartedly respect that person. At least they looked into it. But when someone continuously sits there and says, no, it's a lie, well, it's like, you know, and I'm not saying it's just to bash Ron Paul, but, you know, here's evidence that his wife, his daughter, his father, you know, it's like if it looks like a duck and, you know, quacks like a duck, walks like a duck, it's a duck. You know, and I mean, as far as it goes, you know, like I said, I don't even think it's a total bad thing. I know some Freemasons, and they're not all, you know, New World Order. You know, some of them are activists. I don't really agree with. I think that anything done in secret is you know, not really. I don't believe anyone should be in any public positions of anything done in secret. But, you know, I think that, you know, the Masons are one group that does get attacked too much. Here's the thing, though. There is a lot of Masons that are illuminated, and the whole thing about this is they do use, you know, Masonic imagery. They use Masonic symbols, so that's where the whole thing comes in. You know, your average third-degree Freemason, even your average 32nd-degree Freemason, depending on the lodge, may just be, you know, somebody that they didn't tell shit to, or you know, someone that is not in the loop. It most likely, you know, there are certain lodges that are certain lodges that aren't. But, you know, however, the whole thing is it's bigger than that. But for people to not even look into it, that's the part that's sad about it.
You can't bring up a point at all, any negative point about the guy at all to them. And it's about any of these people. We're not even just talking about him or the other one. I mean, any of them that become their hero, they won't look at the other side of the coin. And we're not even asking you to believe us right away. We're just trying to tell you, look. And once you look, you can make your decision. And if people would just watch, I put together 70 friggin' videos. And I'm only asking the guy to watch the first 7. And we're talking 3 or 4 minute videos. One of them might be like 15 minutes. And you know, just watch the 7 videos. And it's something everybody that's a fan of his needs to know. It's not me bad mouthing. And if he was calling it a hit piece, okay, well, if it's a hit piece, all that is video of him doing what he does. So if it's a hit piece, right, it's a hit piece he made on himself by getting caught red-handed, because it's not like my commentary. It's not me putting graphics on the screen. It's not me making up a story. It's just video of what the guy
Like there's anything. It's not like there's anything left no out twist on purpose. To it.
Nothing taken out of context.
No sound,
you know,
bites.
I mean? No. Video. Nothing. I don't do that shit. You know what I mean? No.
You know, like, for example, the Austin Gun Rally, you watch it from beginning to end, you could say, well, you know, but hey, we're not here to do this show on Alex. We all know what Alex Jones is for. We all know what the whole InfoWars network, going from him to, you know, to even his buddy Mark Dice to, you know, to the G. Edward Griffins and all these guys that were all put there to run this show. And I want to get into something else. And I think it's the whole Judge Napolitano thing.
Good. I wanted to get into that, too. What do you got?
Well, I just wanted to say that, you know, everybody is making a big deal about him being fired from Fox, but they don't seem to understand that this is part of a very big PSYOP, what they're doing. You know, this is just more – this is all part of the Ron Paul PSYOP. This is all part of the whole thing, just to make sure that people actually start, you know, going towards the Alex Joneses not necessarily. It's just to bring them to a new level and make them think that they're actually getting revolution.
It's
when in
the
reality,
same thing. It's the hero again. They need a hero. They got a hero for political for you with Ron Paul. They got a hero on the radio for you with Alex Jones, and they got a hero for you on Fox News, which is complete garbage. I can't believe that people are even getting upset that something on Fox News is getting taken off the air. I know it's Fox Business News, whatever. It's still Fox News, okay? You know, I see.
I think he was on the regular. He was on the regular Fox. No, you're right. It was Fox.
No,
Business.
He's not. He was on the business. All right, okay. But he appeared on the other one a lot, obviously. And, you know, I noticed something about him a while ago, and this was just as I was starting to piece things together and learning about these guys and what they were really there for. And, you know, I would get his Facebook updates on my stream or whatever, and he just started making some really, like, pro-Republican comments. And I was like, I don't remember what it was at the time, but I was like, hey, how could you say that? I mean, it sounded like putting the Republican Party way before your freedom type of stuff. You know what I'm talking about.
Right,
I'm like, wow, this, and I really questioned him from there on out. And I know why I questioned him. It was like that video that I posted to you, and it has, it comes from RT, and it's a video about Judge's show being canceled. And you know what the headline says? The headline says, Judge Napolitano show canceled for supporting Ron Paul.
Exactly.
I mean, come on. That's the PSYOP right there, guys. It's like the whole media is against Ron Paul. They shut this guy down for supporting him. It's all part of the this is your guy. You see how they're building him up? They know that you don't trust the media, so they're going to twist that and use that against you. They're going to use your own distrust of the media to get you to trust what they're doing. It's unbelievable.
Exactly. Well said, Brian. The whole thing here, exactly. We've come to a point where they know that people are waking up. They know that people are not trusting the main brands anymore. So what have they done? They brought up a new, you know, we can compare this to, for example, let's say, you know, wrestling for people out there that watch wrestling, because politics is so similar to wrestling. I think it's the same way. It's like, you know, back then you had the WWF, I'm talking pre-WWE days, you know, when a lot of us were growing up, or, you know, maybe you were, you know, in your 20s watching it, whatever. But, all right, here's the thing. Back late 90s, the pre-WWE days, WWF, WCW were Coke and Pepsi. So you had to have the, you know, the ECW come up, which is like, you know, the Libertarian Party, or like the Ron Paul guy, you know. And eventually it all got, you know, folded in together. And it's all one, you know, it's just what they do. It's something that, you know, they always give you the two choices, but now they're giving you a third choice and making you think that it's your third, you know, that you came up with that choice.
It's the illusion of choice. It's not even a choice. It's already, the whole thing's already predetermined. Okay.
It is.
And
it is.
Listen, guys, they know. And this is what really bothers me too, guys. And I've talked about this before, how you have all these people, and I'll just get through it quick. You have all these people that, you know, just a year or two ago, they were swearing about the Republicans and swear George Bush and the Republicans killed 3,000 people, yada, yada, yada. Now these same people are going to go down. They're going to register for a friggin' Republican, and they're going to go vote another one into the White House. It doesn't even support 9/11 truth. I mean, it's almost a joke. I mean, it's a joke. Man, I forgot where I was going with that for a second. Jesus. Justin, take over for a second. I forgot where I was trying to go with that.
Well, you know, the whole thing is, you know, when you're talking about, you know, the whole thing, all right, every debate.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know. I'm sorry. It's because it's they know, you know, you know, these people months ago, they didn't buy into the system. Okay. And now they're buying into the system and they're going to go vote for the next Republican. Well, they know that there's people out there that don't buy into the system. So what do? They give you this candidate that looks like he's against the system. And guess what?
Exactly.
Now you bought back into the system all over again. I didn't mean to cut you off. I just didn't want to lose it again. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, good. I'm glad you said that. No, anyway, you know, the whole thing here is, you know, once again, what we're talking about, it's all right there in that Ron Paul quote, exactly what they're going to do. As far as the money goes, as far as the rest of it goes, you know, they just want people to be on board with that for a few more years. While, you know, that's all it is if they can make 50% of the country, you know, somewhat happy and not complaining, then they've done their job. And the other half can bitch and watch their, you know, their news, whatever. And then in four more years, they'll get their chance, or maybe they'll have to wait eight. But that's the whole thing here. We're never going to see a real change here. The same people are going to keep running it. They're going to keep feeding you Monsanto foods and keep, you know, giving you vaccines and everything else and chemtrailing you. You know, they may tell you, they may throw you a bone here or there, but, you know, let's face it, until everybody actually wakes up and says, hey, we're opting out of the system, you know, the system has nothing for us. I don't believe that, you know, that this next economy thing is any good. And that goes back to the whole thing. I think we talked about it before, the whole Ludwig von Mises thing where, you know, money based on gold or commodities and whatnot. And you know, like I said, it can be manipulated like anything else. Same thing with John Keynes's Keynesian economics, which they've done for the last, you know, 100 years. That, you know, they've totally showing how bad that can be. Okay, well, now they're going to go exploit a new one. And that's all it's about. So, I mean, you know, people are already switching over their commodities. People are already getting ready for this, the ones that are in the know, while the rest of the people will lose out. And that's just how it goes. And of course, the corporations, you know, here's another thing, too, I wanted to get on the Ron Paul angle. He doesn't support things like Glass-Steagall. He doesn't support, you know, certain regulations against corporations. And he supports the same old oil, you know, oil, gold, and nuclear, you know, nuclear energy. And, you know, in those things, I think, you know, we need someone talking about real issues, talking about Tesla energy, talking about getting out of this stuff. And, you know, that's what we need. We, you know, I understand, well, one step at a time. The only thing that I have no agreements with Ron Paul about is personal liberties. The rest of it, you know, it's just going to give them a bigger chance to rob us blind. And at the same time, I don't even know if we'll get any of our personal liberties back. What do you think?
Well, a lot of the thing that people don't realize about him is this guy really wants to come in, and while I dislike many of the alphabet agencies that we have, they need to be reformed, not abolished. I mean, this guy wants to come in and wipe out so much. You know how much disorganization there will be if he does that? And the other thing is, you know, with the gold standard, you know, we know that that's manipulated by the Rothschilds, and I just feel that, you know, don't you think that that's going to be much more easy to manipulate and less regulated when that's switched over like that? I seem to think it would be, you know, well, especially when things go into a global scale.
Of course it is. Now I've also read a couple places. Now, of course, now you can't really look to all mainstream, you know, to the alternative media for much nowadays because they're all in the tank for Paul. But you know, there are a few gems out there, and I did see somewhere a couple times that they've actually have a couple huge gold deposits that they've lied about and have kept secret. So all they're gonna have to do is flood the market with those. As soon as, you know, they close down the Fed, the euro collapses. All right, we're going to go.
Yeah,
to this
everybody buys in, and then they flood it, and then everybody loses.
Right. You know, that's the whole thing right now. We're going to see it for a while. They're not going to collapse it right away. They're going to wait until right before the election. They're going to wait, and, you know, and you're going to see the euro finally go, and then, you know, you're going to see them saying, well, to help the euro, we got to fix the dollar and, you know, and everything else. And, well, let's just scrap the dollar and let's just go to this new system. And, you know, and by the way, he might not be the one that chips you, but guaranteed the next guy will. You know, guaranteed that the problems that happened during the Paul administration or whatever, you know, well, the next guy that comes in, the Democrat that wants to regulate all these things that he unregulated, that's what they do. They undo things and do things all to screw you over, you know. And Brian made a very good point, you know, talking about all these agencies out there. Yes, all these alphabet agencies suck. You know, Homeland Security should be abolished. TSA should be abolished. CIA should be abolished. However, you don't want to go and get rid of your FDA. You just want to fire everybody in it and rehire. You don't want to get rid of your Environmental Protection Agency.
Or the USDA or all these other things. You can't.
Exactly.
You need them to function properly. Exactly. But exactly, like you said, the things that have been made basically for their terrorism, basically, like Homeland Security and you know, everything else that goes along with the war on terror and like the CIA, I think, yes, the CIA should be abolished. But no, you can't get rid of regulatory agencies that govern your food and your water and your environment and stuff like that. They need to be functioning properly. I mean, it's pretty absurd to think that somebody would go in and wipe all those out. But that is what he wants to do.
Right. And his whole thing is that these things are ruining capitalism. These things are ruining how corporations get worked on. And that's the next big thing here. It's like, you know, with all these it's not like 30 years. See, I think Ron Paul 30 years ago would have been great. Before that, they had all these, these things in for example, before all these corporations bought up all these little things. You know, when people actually still own their own businesses, it would have been good to have a lot of these things in. But, you know, once again, you I don't think that anyone is going to trust some billion-dollar corporation owner to not pollute the, you know, the water near them, you know, or to dump where he wants or, you know, or anything like that. And I think that that's a lot of things that, you know, you can't just go and scrap these agencies because, you know, they're not needed. Now here's one thing. On the other hand, he wants to privatize everything pretty much is what he wants to do. Well, a lot of these people, they want to privatize it and make some of these agencies for profit, which I don't really understand why, you know, that's a good thing.
I don't think that's a good idea because, well, you it's know, not. They've done this in a lot of cities to the water supply. And it hasn't worked out. It hasn't worked out for the residents. They've gotten less quality water. When it's for a for-profit right. business, that's what it is. It's for-profit.
Exactly.
So if they're going to cut employees or cut corners to save money, they're going to do it.
Right.
I think it's a terrible idea.
This Ayn Randian, you know, free market capitalism, you know, philosophy is just as flawed as the, you know, the bullshit runner now. And I think that, you know, until people can see that, yes, we need a mix of all, you know, of a bunch of different ideologies to make a good society. Yes. You know, do I think that we should need to get rid of, you know, our rulers? That's the whole thing here, you know, but hey, he's not even sticking out the Rothschilds. He's not even sticking out the Bushes for doing 9/11, you know, and a lot of people say, well, wait till he gets in. He will. No, I doubt he will because, you know, he hasn't even, you know, that's not even part of his platform. And why would he get rid of the Rothschilds when they're part of this IMF?
You know, somebody sent me some interesting stuff on him, and he has over $5 million personally tied to the gold assets.
Yes, it's all different gold companies.
So
exactly.
There's a personal gain in that for him. I mean, you know, it's not just what he thinks is good for the country. He's probably got a lot more than that. But he's got over $5 million tied into gold assets.
Almost all of his assets are tied into that. Almost everything he's got, very very little, and the rest is in commodities. The rest of it is in these low-risk commodities on Wall Street, you know, and those aren't really bad things, but it just shows, you know, that he's, you know, where they're planning to take this. And I think that it's, you know, it's not going to end up doing us any good. But, you know, again, you know, the whole thing, though, is I don't know. I don't think that, you know, man, you know, it's like here's the conundrum we're in. It's like, you know, do you really buy into all this stuff that he's going to go and go get all your personal liberties back? Or is he going to complain and say, well, the Democratic Congress wouldn't do it. And hey, I'm constitutional, so I'm not going to go and just sign an executive order because I think that's unconstitutional. You know, and I can see a lot of that happening, too. And oh, well, Ron Paul wants to, just like Obama wants to get it done, but the Republicans are blocking him. Well, wait until 3 years from now when it's the other way around. And oh, wait, you know.
Same story.
Yeah, Congress is Democrat. You know, that's how it's always been, just so they can blame it on the other side. When you had Bush in there, oh, it was a Democratic Congress, and you know, so they couldn't get nothing. You know, it's always the story. You know, the majority. You know, it's always about, you know, and it's always a lie, and that's the whole thing. Until we go and supplant the Vatican, the Jesuits, the Rothschilds, and get rid of all these scumbags, that's, you know, that's it.
Well, that's the issue, and people don't even realize. You know, you have people like, you know, they run all our agencies. You talk about all these alphabet agencies, and they're all run by Knights of Malta and Jesuits.
What was that, Bri?
I said all these alphabet agencies are all run by Jesuits and Knights of Malta.
All of them.
Yep.
You look at the CIA. Bill. Is it Bill Casey? I don't. I have a list. I have a list somewhere, and you know, and even all the people in the Obama agency, you know, which was weird because, well, maybe because Bush himself was a Knight of Malta, but he had a lot of the Zionists. His whole staff was Zionist, but it's either way. If you look back to it, you know, people like Bill Clinton, another one. All these people are, you know, are Knights of Malta. Almost every single one of them. And if not, then they do have to sign something with the Jesuits to get in. I don't know. I'm pretty much done on that. I think I've you know, said all I have to say, Brian. If you wanna,
yeah, absolutely. No, that's good. Why don't we? We're gonna take a quick break, guys. We're gonna play a quick song. Don't go anywhere, and we'll be back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Real News Radio with Brian Stavely and Justin Cook.
I fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize. but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call the shots, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with the sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Baisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up, it's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Real News Radio with Brian Stavely. I'm here with Justin Cook. You're listening to us on this Monday night. Justin, you back?
Yeah, I'm here, Bri. That was a nice track right there. Was that Jay-Z?
Yeah, that actually was. Speaking of that, I got a little something I want you guys to listen to real quick, okay? There is a little scam it's actually a big scam that's going on in the music industry right now, and I'm sure that's not uncommon, okay? There's tons of scams going on, I'm sure many of the people that were presented on who they appear to be or whatever. I feel this one's worthy of bringing up because it's kind of big, and you know, I'm going to play a couple tracks for you real quick, guys. Just bear with me real quick, okay? And you just heard one of them. I'm going to play only about 3 minutes of music here. I want you to listen to a couple different songs here. I'm just going to play like a verse off each. And I want you to just tell me who it is when we're done. And then we're going to go from there, okay? Here we go.
Up. And he ill, he fail, he might got a deal. He pop bottles and he got the right kind of bill. He cold, he dope, he might sell coke. He always in the air, but he never fly couch. He a motherfucking drip, drip, seller or the strip, strip. When he make a drip, drip, kiss him on a lip, lip. That's the kind of dude I was looking for. And yes, you get slapped if you're looking home. I said, excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. I mean, my, you're like Pelican Fly. I mean, you're so shy, and I'm loving your tie. You're like slicker than the guy with the thing on his eye. Oh, yes, I did, yes, I did. Somebody please tell him who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj, I'm that from dudes up. That coops up and chuck the goose up. Got my
heartbeat. All right, guys, so you have Jay-Z again rapping, okay? And we're gonna play one more track, just so you know. And then I'm gonna tell you where these tracks actually came from. And they didn't come from a Jay-Z album, okay? Justin, you're here, right?
Yeah, Brian, okay. I'm here. Sorry, I was muted there for a second.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I'm just gonna play one more for them, and then I'm pretty much gonna get to the punchline here and let them know what the deal is. Guys, this is the song, okay? I just want you to listen to the... This is just the first verse, and once again... We have Jay-Z on the track. No.
They on that regular.
Here he comes in right now.
I said me. I'm on that 1.5 on a skinny top. I am the female Weezy. This shit is easy. Pull up in that Nunu. Bitch, get a squeegee. Get my flow sick. Get my flow queasy. Haha, they was sleeping on me. Z. This was it clean. This was it squeaky. That was it all. That was it creaky. When I'm out the country, niggas call me Nikki. Hi, how are you? Yes, it's nice to meet me. Tell Ghostbuster.
That's why you're mad. That's why you're mad, mad. That's why you're mad. That's why you're mad.
Okay, guys, so, you know, nothing big there, right? It's just another Jay-Z song. You guys have all heard Jay-Z a million times, I'm sure. Justin, any doubt that that's Jay-Z right there?
No, I really can't say that that is not Jay-Z, or at least a very good imposter. No matter what, that has got, you know, that's got to be Jay-Z, or like I said, somebody who can do his voice 100%, which I don't see the reason for that.
Okay, and even if somebody could do his voice 100%, I'm going to tell you guys why that's not the case. Those tracks you just heard, they're not listed under Jay-Z. Those tracks that you just heard are listed under Nicki Minaj. That's right, the female rapper, Nicki Minaj. And I always wondered how she could rap so fast and so nasty. And I always thought that she had a flow like Jay-Z. I'm like, wow, she really sounds like Jay-Z. But I never thought that it might be Jay-Z. Guys, those songs you just heard. Now, people might think, oh, Jay-Z did that song. Jay-Z remade her song. Jay-Z did those lyrics somewhere else. No, those songs are from her video. Those are her video slowed down. The first one you heard was the song Super Bass. Super Bass is, I guess it's a really popular song. I mean, I don't listen to that, you know, pop music too much. But if you slow down the song Super Bass, you have Jay-Z. That second song I just played right there, guys, that was a song with Nicki Minaj, supposedly, Lil Wayne, and Birdman. Now, you have it played in slow motion, and everybody sounds all really slow. And then there's just Jay-Z rapping at his regular pace. That's Jay-Z. Those are Jay-Z lyrics. Those are the type of things he would say. That's his style. Go ahead, Justin.
I want to say the biggest one for me for making me think that this is possibly real is the one where he or she raps like a man. This very moment, I'm king. And it's not just one line saying that. Like, I could see if she said that to rhyme, but the whole like thing, it just sounds like something he would say.
I'm the heavyweight king, the crown. Right. He talks about the crown, guys. It's Jay-Z
of this empire. Yeah. I bring like I don't know.
It's Jay-Z, guys. It's Jay-Z. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's Jay-Z. Now, when I first heard the first one, Super Bass, and I heard it slow, this was broken by Vice, so I got to give them credit, Vice Magazine, but they only did one video. So I broke down a bunch of videos and put it in my blog, and I'll put that up on the site for you guys so you can get it. Oh, you guys can just see. Go to where it says Our Blogs, and that's it. I mean, it's the first blog. You'll see it there, and there's all these videos are there. When I first heard it the first day, you know, I was like, wow. They're right. But then I started having a little bit of doubt because one of my friends said, no, you know, if they slow it down, they could make it sound like anybody's voice. So I went and I got about 6 or 7 videos. And in every single one, guys, slowed down, it's Jay-Z. It's so unmistakable because it's so brazen of them to use Jay-Z because Jay-Z is like the most popular rapper in the world. I mean, he has been for a while. It's like, how are you going to use his voice when almost everybody uses his voice?
Exactly. We're not talking about just some like no-name ghostwriter guy or whatever. Like, you know, like we can see them because we all know a lot of these guys get ghosts written for, like Puff Daddy, you know, and people like that. So it's not like a case where you can say, well, you know, hey, it was just him ghostwriting. This is actually him sitting there. My guess with this would be that he actually was sitting down with his buddies in the studio and actually said, hey, you know what? I'm going to make he's probably joking and saying, hey, I'm going to sell a million albums under a female. They're probably screwing around, heard his voice sped up. It sounded kind of feminine probably. So he probably, you know, they're probably breaking his balls and saying, hey, you know, you sound like a girl sped up, you know, or whatever. So they probably found someone that could sing because she does do a little bit of singing. And that's the only part that's real about it, you know. And yep. So, maybe that's not even real.
I mean, it's somebody else probably singing too.
I was gonna say,
you know what I mean? Somebody else picks up that.
It's probably just her.
I'm gonna tell you something. There's a slow song that she does, and it's Jay-Z singing.
Really?
He's singing slow. I swear to God, I gotta dig that one up too. If you guys were having any doubt, and I know you might, and we just kind of went through this quick. Okay, listen. First, I'm just gonna say, that Jay-Z's been my favorite. Everybody knows that knows me. It's been my favorite since he came out. Like, I have all his albums. I know all his songs. Like, I know his voice, okay? And I'm not some music expert. I'm not a music producer. None of that stuff. But I'm just a guy that knows his voice because I listen to it all the time. That's him. You can just, even if I saw the raps written down without hearing the voice, that'd be a Jay-Z rhyme by looking at it, okay? Well, either or, it's him. Now,
I'll tell you like this, Bray. I consider myself pretty close to a hip hop expert. I have rapped before and stuff, and to me, it's I can't come up with any other conclusion. I've heard other people slow down; they do not sound like that. To me, it's got to be because you know, like I said, when you slow other people down, it doesn't sound like that. It just sounds raw. You know. I think that this is a very brash thing, and I think there's a lot of symbology that has to do with this for the fact of, you know, just happened last night, was it the Grammys or whatever, when she came out with someone that looked like the Pope, dressed up as
Exercise the Roman was the name of her little thing. She had this little crazy video that went with it, and it was this, like, really a cult-type thing going on the stage. Like, it was really crazy.
Let me tell
like
you
Justin
something.
Said, I mean, you know, that's Jay-Z. I mean, you don't even have to be a Jay-Z fan. You hear him all the time. That's him. That's absolutely him. Now, you know, for people that are still on the fence, and some people aren't getting what I'm saying. I've even explained it to people, and they're like, oh, well, are you sure he didn't sing that? Guys, I'm not just giving you a random song and saying, listen to Jay-Z sing these lyrics. I'm taking Nicki Minaj's official music. And it slowed down. You could do it yourself. I mean, if you have her CD and you have something to slow it down. I mean, I don't know the exact percentage. I'm thinking it's probably not an even number because they wouldn't want people to stumble on it by accident. So it's probably a wacky number like 67% or 23%, right. You know, whatever it is. It's probably a real odd number, you know?
And like, for example, the last one that you just played was slowed down a little bit extra, as you can tell. But still... Even with it being slow, you could tell that's him, and that's what it is. Certain songs are probably done at different things, or hey, maybe it's just one big, it's some Masonic number or some type of, who knows? But I don't want to get totally off topic of this.
Oh, hold on, one of our listeners wants us to play it again. Tamara, I'm gonna oblige by her so she can hear it real quick. Tamara, you know, real quick before I play Super Bass again for you. I'm going to play one other one, okay? So if you're listening, this one is good because I have both versions sitting right here, and this is Moment for Life, and then I'll play Super Bass again, okay? And what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to play Nicki Minaj, the regular speed. So this is if you found her video on YouTube or whatever. I'm going to play it, and listen to how fast it is and how ridiculous it sounds now that I'm telling you this. I mean, it sounds ridiculous. Justin, you remember back in the day when we had the two tape recorders and you did the high-speed dubbing to make a recording?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
That's what she sounds like.
Yep.
Like the Chipmunks, okay? I'm going to play hers first, and Tamara said she's listening. I'm going to play Nicki first. I'm just going to play the first verse of Moment for Life, and then I'm going to play the same verse again in slow motion, and you are not going to be able to tell anybody that is not Jay-Z. And then, Tamara, I promise I'll play Super Bass again for you one more time. And here we go, okay? His regular speed, supposedly. Oh, I gotta just change one setting here. Sorry about that, guys. Okay, we're ready to go. Listen how ridiculous this is. High speed dubbing.
I fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize. But to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call the shots, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring. Put it on everything that I will retire with the ring. And I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me. Grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up, it's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring.
Now, in slow motion, guys. Same verse. Tell me this isn't Jay-Z.
I fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call the shots, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with the sling. This very moment, I bring, put in on everything, that I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me, but I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Baisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy, cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up, it's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
Hova! Justin?
Yeah.
What do you say, bud? I mean, come on.
What's crazy about this is you know, like everything else that we deal with, I totally like poo-pooed this whole thing right from the start when Brian was talking about it. But I don't know. I can't say that that is not Jay-Z. I don't know. It's insane.
Yep. And Tamara, our listener, just asked, do I think that she's Milli Vanilling the world and Jay-Z recorded? Yes. Tamara, I don't think Jay-Z recorded it slow. Jay-Z recorded it normal speed, and then they speed it up, and they call that a female rapper. They call that Nicki Minaj. So anytime you see her on stage and she's rapping, she's obviously lip-syncing, okay? You can do it at any one of her tracks. Any one of her tracks, you slow it down, and it's Jay-Z. And you can tell what they did is because it's just obvious. I mean, it's in every one. It's in every one. And I'm going to play Super Bass one more time because Tamara asked – and we're going to hear the first verse. This is the first verse of Super Bass and Slow Down. And it's Jay-Z again, guys.
This one is for the boys with the booming system. Top town AC with the coolest system. When he come up in the club, he be blazing up. Got stacks on deck like he's saving up. And he ill, he fail, he might got a deal. He pop bottles and he got that right kind of bill. He cold, he dope, he might sell coke. He always in the air, but he never fly couch. He a motherfucking drip, drip, seller or the strip, strip. When he make a drip, drip, kiss him on a lip, lip. That's the kind of dude I was looking for. And yes, you get slapped if you're looking home. I said, excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. I mean, my, you're like Pelican Fly. I mean, you're so shy, and I'm loving your tie. You're like slicker than the guy with the thing on his eye, oh. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Somebody please tell him who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj. I'm that some dudes up that coops up and trouble you got my.
That's a funny part right there. I am Nicki Minaj. You tell him who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj. No, no, the hell you're not. Oh,
it's you know, I gotta say, if I can't say that I gotta say this is true, and this has got to be one of the weirdest things I thought I would ever stumble upon. But I don't know. I can't debunk it. And I gotta say that it 99% chance is, if not, then it's somebody else that sounds like him. But like I said, I think my thing is he really was sitting there saying, hey, I bet I can go and sell a million records, make this persona, take this chick who has, you know, just a good body or whatever, you know, that the guys will go after, and do whatever symbolism I want with it as well. Because, you know, once we get into that, you know, I'm not going to get too off track with it, but, you know, like I said, that these people play a lot, big part in symbology of throwing it out there. And I just wanted to say, from the Super Bowl with Madonna, who we know is a Kabbalah priestess, also, you know, an MK Ultra subject, and also probably an MK Ultra handler. You know, that whole thing where she had the played Hathor, and you know, the whole thing she played out at the Super Bowl. Then last night with Minaj coming out with the Pope, I think that's something that we should be expecting something very soon to happen. You know, and that's what they do. It's a secret language that they, you know, talk to each other through by giving them symbols of what or whatnot. And also, too, blatantly putting it in our face so that if you're giving your energy to it, it's like they're energy vampires. They're sucking your energy out of it. Like, say, if you're going and you're cheering for this person while they're doing this, you know, hey, it sounds crazy to us, but that's what these people believe. You know, if you look at what they believe, that's what it is. It's you know, taking the energy out of the world and using it for their evil deeds. And most of the thing is, you know, is Jay-Z or any of these people, are they in the Illuminati? I wouldn't say they're in the Illuminati. I would just say that they're an employee of the Illuminati and are there to be, you know, to get all the riches out of life, and pretty much, you know, be put on the list of people who are in the know and whatnot, and then, you know, the rest of us to be damned. And just like it's on his t-shirts, do what thou wilt be the extent of the law, which is a Aleister Crowley quote. Crowley was a big you know, Luciferian and a, you know, big part of the New World Order and whatnot. So I just wanted to slip that in there. But yeah, back to the Minaj thing. Totally insane.
Yeah, totally insane. And just like I think it's just like the other stuff. They want you to have a hero, so they need a hero for the girls too. So now they'll just make one up. They'll just manufacture it. I mean, how much more can you control it when it's just a manufactured person? I mean, really.
Yeah.
I just think it's so brazen to use Jay-Z. I mean, it's just, now that I listen to it, you know, a bunch of times, it's just so obvious to me. So obvious, you know? Really. I mean, and it's not a big deal. I mean, ultimately, it doesn't really affect my life too much, guys. I just think it's newsworthy because it's kind of a huge scam. I mean, it really is.
I would love to see him, you know, be questioned about it and see if anything changes by her next album. These are the things that I'm looking for with this. You know, that's all. I'd like to see someone stick a microphone in his and her face. And then, you know, I'd also like to hear her rap her own thing and see if she, you know, see if she can actually do it. You know, because that's what I was looking for. I went back and I was looking for, if anyone can find one, please send it in to us. If you have like a freestyle of her at Hot 97 or with Tim Westwood or something like that, you know. But even then, you know, unless she's on video doing it,
you gotta have
it,
video,
you know,
over. Yeah, I mean, right, like they can't set up a Hot 97 interview. I mean, come on.
No, yeah, I'm not asking just for audio, but a lot of times they put these things on YouTube.
Yeah.
If anyone could, I searched for one, couldn't find one. So, you know, if someone could find an actual video of her in the audio, then you know, send it to us, because we'd love to actually, you know, this is one of the things I'd like to debunk it, but you know, I don't think I will be able to.
No, I'm telling you, dude, you can go grab any song. Don't even, you know, I put like five or six of them in my blog here. But, you know, you can go find any of them on YouTube, guys. Take any of her songs, Slow Down, and the part where there's rapping going on, it's going to be Jay-Z every time. I mean, every time. And that's just such a scam. And I've been posting it everywhere, trying to bring it to people's attention, including on pages for, like, Jay-Z and stuff like that, where people that are fans might actually look at it. And, you know, a few hundred people have read it so far, so, I mean, it's getting out there a little bit. I mean, I'm sure Vice Magazine has a much bigger audience than me, and they're the ones that broke it. I don't know what they've done for a follow-up, if they've done anything. They kind of just put that one video. They really left it kind of open for debate the way they did it. But, yeah, I mean, there's not a doubt to me. I'm totally confident in coming on here and telling people that's Jay-Z. I mean, that is Jay-Z. I mean, there's not a doubt in my mind that that's Jay-Z. That's about all I have to say on that. I mean, I don't want to spend all night on that. For anybody that's listening, what I'm going to do is I'm going to post the link to our blogs, and I have a blog on this, and all the videos that we just talked about right there are up on the blog, so you guys can check it out yourself, pause it, rewind it, you know, turn it up and down, whatever the hell you guys want to do, and I'll post that in the comments right now on the Real News Radio page. Justin, I don't know, wherever you want to go from here, buddy, let's change directions now, unless you got something else.
No, I wanted to get into something real quick, and the topic actually is Syria. And it looks like Syria is going to be next on the map. If not next, they're on deck for the, you know, for eventual takeover, and the implication of, you know, of taking over their oil fields and giving them a nice new IMF loan, of course, which comes with it. You know, when you you look into it lately, the fact that they're able to sell this war to the liberals, you know, the people that were so anti-war when Bush was in, it's disgusts me. And I want, you know, and actually I look at, you know, people like Cindy Sheehan, who's like since parted with, she was part of a lot of these groups and actually went the other way when they, you know, when they started being, you know, pro-war. None of these wars are good. And I just can't believe the fact that all these people who were so against the Iraq war supported the Libya war and are now supporting the war to go at Syria. All the under the justification that these people are being, you know, brutally treated by their dictator. But, you know, here's one thing about it. And I do agree that a lot of these countries do have brutal dictators. But who are we to go in there, bomb the place and kill 100,000 people and put in a new dictator? You know, because that's the thing. We've been doing this since 1952 in the Middle East, really since 47, since they put Israel over there. But, you know, but since 52, when we started digging into Iran and digging into their government and helping them pull off coups, for whatever regime would back us, you know, the most or deal the more oil with us or whatever the case may be, you know, I can't believe that people are that gullible. And you even had a guy like Bill Maher last night. I was watching his show, and he was pushing the same thing. And I think that it's just disgusting out there. Anyone of you that was anti-war for Iraq and anti-war for Afghanistan, but now you're supporting these wars, it's just insane to me. I don't know. That's pretty much all I had to add on the Syria thing. I don't know, Brian, if you wanted to jump in on that.
Yeah, well, I mean, they look like a phony when they do that. I mean, totally. Maybe because back then they could have people oppose the war and then still go to war because they thought they had enough justification, but now they know they don't have any justification at all, so they have to have all these people that they have in the, you know, just totally go for it. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to read sometimes, you know?
Yeah, it is. It, you know, another thing too is Iran is you know, they've said it many times that they're not going to seek violent means for with their nuclear thing. They just want to get up, you know, nuclear energy. Which, hey, I'm not in favor of nuclear energy, but you know, you can't go 100 miles in the U.S. without bumping into one. So who are we to say that another sovereign nation cannot get nuclear power when the one that's next to them, Israel, and you know, and I'm not just picking on Israel here, but let's look even Pakistan. Let's look, you know, all these other countries have nuclear weapons.
They're surrounded by it. Yeah. Even not even talking about them having nuclear energy. All right, who the hell are we to tell them they can't have nuclear weapons?
Exactly.
They're surrounded by nukes. First of all, second of all, who dropped nukes on people? Oh, I think that was us in Japan, wasn't it? Yep. I think it was twice. So who the hell are we to tell anybody they can't have nukes? I mean, seriously. Yeah, the world would be a better place if everybody got rid of it. But who are we? Who are we to be removing people's presidents? Who are we to be sending the CIA over and starting coups in these countries? Guys, we've been meddling in the affairs of Iran since the 50s. Since the 50s when we overthrew their elected president, okay? Who are we to do that? We just do whatever we want. And there's no repercussions, it seems.
It really is disgusting. You know, the whole fact of the matter is, you know, Iran has not had a decade in their, you know, in the last 50 years, in the last 60 years, where we have not interceded into their politics. You know, and people say, well, yeah, Iran is a bad regime, but look at the fruit from you know, the tree which we gave them.
We even armed Saddam Hussein to fight them, and then we told everybody how bad Saddam is. So which one is it? We arm bin Laden, then we tell everybody bin Laden did 9/11. You know what I mean? If that's even true, as far as arming him back in the day. I mean, come on, guys. They do this all the time. It's quite ridiculous to me that the whole country doesn't even give a damn, dude. You could, I think you could ask nine out of 10 people wouldn't even care if you told them. If you told them we're about to go bomb another country, I think 9 out of 10 people around here wouldn't even give a damn.
No, they wouldn't. And here's another thing too that is being pushed so much by the media, and whether they whether they say it or not. But just the hate for Islam is so bad with a lot of these media personalities.
Oh, so much prejudice.
It's ridiculous. But yet, a Jewish person or even a Christian person, and don't get me wrong, because they're coming after Christians next. But can do whatever they want. It seems like, and Christians are more the butt of jokes. But if you go ask 6 out of 10 Americans probably believe that. That if you killed every Muslim would be a good thing. That is sad.
Yeah, that is disgusting, man. That is so racist and so prejudiced. And this is all part of 9/11, Homeland Security. This is all part of that agenda where they want you to hate these people. That's why they blamed people from over there for 9/11 so they could go invade that whole region. They knew it wasn't just going to be Afghanistan. They knew they've had this mapped out for 20, 30 years.
Recently they were pushing it on Iran. Recently, that's how bad. Well, we think how many countries can possibly be involved in this that you say was actually done by a rogue terrorist organization that we set up.
And here's the funny thing, Justin. They want to blame all these countries for 9/11, right? And trying to use that as a justification for aggressive military action. But they tell you, and we know it's fake now, but they tell you these 19 hijackers, 18 of them were supposedly from Saudi Arabia. But because we're buddy buddies with them, we don't point a finger at them.
Exactly. The Kingdom
it's
of
so
Saudi.
Ass backwards.
There are a few countries in the Middle East that will never be touched during this whole thing, and that's the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Qatar, and
United Arab Emirates.
United Arab Emirates and Dubai. The rest of them are going to be turned because those are already puppet countries. They're rich. They're happy. People go over there on vacation and whatnot.
They need resources. They're going to tap the other countries for resources, basically. That's totally. One of the main things, I mean, drugs, resources. I consider drugs resources,
Yes. It's all about God. It's all about G-O-D-S, gods. Guns, oil, drugs, and sex. And that's what makes the world go around. And that's what those are the four things that they've influenced and that they work on stealing or perverting to make the world what it is today. And you look at Afghanistan, most people don't even realize that yes, it was oil, but the main reason for Afghanistan was opium. And where's that opium go? It all ends up over here as heroin or in Big Pharma's Oxycontin pills that people are overdosing from.
You think it's a coincidence
dying
that
from?
Opiate use has shot up over the last 10 years? That's not a coincidence. It's because they run it. It's because they run it and sell it now.
Exactly. You look going back to the French Connection even, but going back to Vietnam, every war has had the CIA running drugs on the side to pay for their black ops and to pay for what they've done. This is part of the CIA culture, and that's why JFK wanted them to be scattered, in the four winds or whatever he said about them. But the CIA when it comes down to it, from Vietnam you had them bringing over cocaine from the Iron Triangle, putting them in soldiers' caskets, and that wasn't just Nikki. Who was they made the movie about? Not Nikki Barnes. The one with Denzel Washington.
I'm not sure.
Oh, either way, I can't think of it. But that wasn't just him. Don't think it was just some black gangster. It was actually, that was a big, huge thing. That was CIA run. That was Air, and then you had Air America, going on to the narco wars in South America, which were still in Colombia to this day. Helping fight against the FARC guerrillas, which in my opinion, who are we to even go down
about
there?
About drug competition.
It totally is, and now we've turned South Mexico into the same shithole that the rest of the world is. South Mexico now is unsafe, and Operation Fast and Furious put the thousands of guns down there, and we're seeing the backlash from it now. We're seeing tourists killed. We're seeing border agents killed and whatnot. What do you expect when you go in? That's like going and giving the mafia, you know, to 1,000 guns. What do you think is going to happen? The only difference is that, you know, the mafia didn't go after innocents, but, you know, nowadays it's a lot different. It's a, you know, a different environment we have here. But, you know, that's why, and of course, that forces them up here looking for work. And, you know, it's not their fault their country is a shithole now. So they come up here looking for work, and what does that do? That pisses the American off and says, hey, these Mexicans are taking all of our jobs. Yeah, they are, but in reality, where are our jobs? You outsource them to India, and, you know, your corporations bought everything and brought everything to China. And now you have places like Apple, you know, which have you know, kids working there, you know, it's all sweatshop work, but yeah, they actually put up nets recently to stop people from jumping off the roof there. People were working 36-hour shifts, and actually the owner of not the owner, the new director under Jobs or whatever said something like, well, you know, if you want new cutting-edge technology every year, then that's how we have to do it type thing. You know, and it's just insane to where we're at.
People accept that. The consumerism is so bad in this country that people accept that. Okay, well, if these little 13-year-old kids have to work 36-hour shifts and half of them kill themselves, but I can get my new iPad too, you know, I don't care. It's good for me, right? As long as I get my new gadget. That's how sick people are. You know? You have these companies. Not only they work these people to these conditions, right? You can hear me, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I was making sure I wasn't muted. Not only do they work these people into these conditions, they engineer these things to break. I mean, almost everything you buy is engineered to break. It's just a big scam, and then they hit you with the advertising to buy more and more products, and it's like you could be spending your money on so much better other things, but you know, you have to buy a new phone every 6 months or a new MP3 player. It's unbelievable.
I just wanted to let you know, Tamara, who actually is an old friend of mine, she just let us know that that's Frank White, the guy who I was talking about, who Denzel played in the movie. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Nice, nice. No, I'm just, you know, it's – I read this big thing on it the other day, how there was this whole philosophy, the whole way of thinking changed at one point, like, you know, 50, 60 years ago, where a bunch of the big corporations got together and they decided, listen, we really, you know, we're really hurting ourselves if we make these good quality products anymore, and we got to start engineering things to break. I mean, people really talked about this, and they really do that. It's like everything you buy is a piece of crap. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's how it is. Things are made to break. You know, things are made to not, you know, to not last long. So you have to buy a new one every, you know, 7 to 10 years or whatever. And just like the cars. Now, let's get into the cars for a second. You know, we have a bunch of kids in, I believe it was Missouri. A bunch of, this is last year, by the way. A bunch of kids that were in a not special needs, but kids that weren't that bright. And they actually made a car that went 350 miles to a gallon of gas. And you're telling me, you know, of course it wasn't that big of a car, but, you know, you're telling me that if they can do that, that General Motors and Ford and everything can't do that? Of course they can. They can also make cars that run off of water, plain water, salinated water, whatever. We have so much energy out there, Tesla stuff that is being suppressed, and yet, you know, the whole thing here is we're supposedly fighting wars for oil, yet we're still paying close to $4 at the pump. You know, like here in Connecticut, it's $3.80 at the pump. For, you know, regular unleaded gas, and, you know, and for people that don't care and don't want to look into these issues, you know, this all affects us. And I think that we have to start looking into new things.
That's
and
why everybody's broke.
Exactly. It's why everybody's broke. It's why, you know, inflation and everything is why our dollar is not worth what it was. You know, this is the same thing. And we keep letting these people do it and letting them do it. What do we expect? You know, it's like letting a psychopath, you know, off the hook over and over again. And that's what we're doing. All they do is they put a new puppet in. The same psychopaths run it. A new puppet steps up and, you know, and they have puppets all over the place. A puppet at the head of every one of these alphabet agencies, a puppet in the White House, a puppet at the Federal Reserve, a puppet in the even a puppet at the Vatican. You know, and that's how it is. A puppet at the IMF Bank. That's what they do. They have, you know, Dominic Strauss-Kahn. It doesn't matter if he goes down for rape. They got a new puppet to put up for him. You know, of course, they protect their own. They're not going to get the same treatment that you or I would get. for you know, because they're obviously above the law, you know, but if they do get caught, they get a lot less time. They get nothing. They get slaps in the wrist, or they don't even probably go to jail. They just pretend they do. You know, it's just, it's disgusting, Brian. It really is.
Back to the free energy thing for a minute. The reason, you know, you said it. The reason why you're not going to ever see that, or, you know, anytime soon, you know, to see any of the free energy technology really pursued by our government or by the big, you know, the big corporations in this country that could turn the technology into something, is because of what Justin said. Because the gas is $3.80 at the pump. You get it? Why would they take that away? They're raping every one of you. They're taking all your money. And if they went to free energy technology, guys, that messes up their whole power structure around the world. I mean, their whole empire is built upon, you know, oil and things like that. That's how they accrue power. You know what I mean? And they're not going to let that get disrupted. And the other thing, you know, the reason why people need to talk about these things and demand that things like this be released is, you know, what would that do for our economy? People try and think of all these different solutions, and we'll do this, we'll tax that, we'll cut here, we'll do this, we'll do that. What if everybody didn't have to pay $200 a week to put gas in their car and $500 a month to heat their house? I mean, what would that do for the economy? Everybody would have $200-$300 in their pocket. Everybody would have money to go spend. People would be getting hired at stores because there'd be jobs. I mean, but you know, it's almost like things are purposely put in place to be counterproductive. You know, it's like they try to destroy the country from within. It's unbelievable.
Oh, it is. They are destroying the country within. And what we're doing by these little laws we put in, these little things, these little stops, just shoveling shit against the tide. You know, and until we get rid of the top of the top, until somebody gets up there and actually names, until we all stand as one and say, hey, we're not going to take it anymore. You know, hey, you know, this neighborhood group has is off the grid, and they're powering their house on Tesla coils. You know, and they'll make it illegal. But you know, that's what we have to do.
You can't even collect rainwater.
But think about it. If neighborhoods started getting you know, this knowledge and stuff, started learning about Nikola Tesla and the stuff the CIA took from him. Now, supposedly, I just want to break in real quick that George Bush, this is a very possible thing that I looked into. I believe it to be real. I've talked about it before, but I just wanted to say, since we're talking about Tesla, that the actual way that they got his, a lot of his stuff, or a way that they had a spy in this camp the whole time, was because supposedly his assistant, George Scherf, was actually Prescott Bush. There's actually a lot of pictures out there to prove it. You can just type in Prescott Bush, George Scherf, S-C-H-E-R-F-F, or, you know, or even George Bush / George Scherf. You know, either way, but, you know, to make a long story short, this stuff was 100 years ago that Tesla was into this stuff. This is not new stuff. This isn't any green technology we're talking about. This is just using the air around you, from the everything has electricity on it. There's ley lines, there's power sources everywhere, and you know, and some people understand this and have been able to do things with it. Another one is Hutchinson, the guy that's associated with Judy Woods. I know we're not going to get into that whole thing, but you know, that's the one thing that they're good for, at least, is you know, the free energy thing. But you know, the whole thing here is, if neighborhoods just got together and said, hey, you know, four or five of us know about this, you know, we're going to hook it up and we're going to run on free energy. Well, you know, hey, maybe another neighborhood, that's what needs to happen. Just needs to snowball until they can't stop it anymore. And then, hey, just shut them down. And the best thing to do is to, if we can live as sustainably as possible off of what we have, and learning to live like that, and make, you know, and make the government itself of no use, then, you know, then what are they going to do? Come kill us? And then, you know, that's all they could do. You know, or take you to jail. But I'm just saying that these are things that need to start happening. People need to see that these things are possible. We don't need to suck off the government's teat for everything, you know. And of course, they've made it that way. You know, they've made it so that we all need food stamps. They've made it, you know, that there's no jobs out there. You know, you put something like hemp into the mix too. You talk about, you know, technology and stuff. And what you can do with hemp and everything that it would replace, and the amount of paper that you get off a hemp plant compared to what you get off of trees, you know, and it would these things. There's two things: free energy and hemp and cannabis legalization would save the world. And those are the only two things that we would ever need, and just to stop the war and stop nuclear.
You can build houses out of hemp bricks. I've seen it.
Yep.
I've watched, you know, hour-long videos of them mixing it up like cement and doing the whole thing. I was like, wow, you know?
Yeah, hemp is unbelievable. It's the strongest plant out there. It's by far the strongest, and it can most elastic as well. You know, once you get into a certain, you know, you can put it like fiberglass. You can make like a fiberglass. It's just unbelievable. Yet you're not going to hear this. You're just going to keep hearing about, you know, the oil price, you know, the oil prices and how much the Saudis are holding us over the barrel for this week. You know.
Yeah. Speaking of you know, the oil price and you know, we were kind of touching on the war a little bit earlier. Did you see the Department of Defense just asked, you know, Congress for like $3 billion for Iraq? And I thought the war was over in Iraq. You know, that's what they tell you. Why do they need $3 billion for Iraq?
And now did they say that's for quote rebuilding, or did they say
didn't say. I forget. Let me try and dig up the thing while we're here. They did not say it was for rebuilding. They used some stupid terminology that was like, come on, man. I'll try and find it while we're here.
Wow. You know, and that's something too. I tried telling people before, the war in Iraq is not over. There's still people dying over. Yes, have we got most of our troops out of there? Yes, we have. But you know, it's nothing's changed. We just have, you know, there's still some private contractors and mercenaries over there, and you know, and don't think that it's going to turn into a democratic country overnight. It's not going to happen. You have the Sunnis and the Shiite beef, and that's another thing too that we've throughout the years helped divide and helped divide the Sunnis and the Shiites. You know, it's something that has just been going on for forever. These things, co-opting of these, you know, different groups and whatnot. It's just insane.
They say they want $3 billion for activities in Iraq.
Oh, activities! Wow,
that's such is that not a broad term?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I would have.
Oh, here you go. Here's $3 billion. No problem.
Wow, I would have think they would have at least said rebuilding or, you know, infrastructure or, you know, something if you're going to tell, you know, and that's the difference. I think if they said that in 1970, I think people would have looked at it and said, that doesn't sound right, you know, or 1976, you know, hey, we're going to send in for the, you know, to help for activities in Vietnam. No, that doesn't sound right. I think people would have been protesting. Nowadays, it just gets brushed off. Another thing that a conspiracy theorist posted on his Facebook page, another thing that gets brushed off by the general public, you know, as being, paranoid to even look into. I don't know. I'm so aggravated with the fact that I don't believe a word that our government has said for the past 11 years. And even before that, I didn't believe much of it then. But, you know, now it's just overboard. I don't know, Brian, what did you want to get into?
No, let me think about it for a second. We'll take a quick break, guys. We'll be back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Real News Radio with Justin Cook and Brian Stavely. Okay, everybody. Welcome back to Real News Radio. Thank you for sticking with us during the break. You've been listening tonight to Brian Stavely and Justin Cook. This is going to be our last segment of the night. We got about probably 10 minutes to go on the show. I just got one more thing I want to bring up, and I'm sure Justin probably wants to touch on something, a thing or two, before we get out of here. And that's It's been proposed in Detroit now, and it'd be interesting to hear from anybody that lives in Detroit that they want to put sterilants in your water to curb the poverty numbers. And I've seen this in a few places, so I know it probably is a real story. It has been floated out there. And what do you guys think about that? I mean, that just goes to show you about how you don't have control of your own body anymore. I mean, how can you mass medicate?
That's straight up population control. That's straight up eugenics, deciding who lives and who doesn't. Now, isn't this the type of thing we got mad at Hitler for? And yet they're going back and doing the same thing, deciding, well, hey, you know, and this has been going on in third world countries for years. What do you think is happening in Africa right now? do you really think we cannot feed all these people? Do you really think that you know that we're not you know supplying some of these warlords over there that are holding these people, you know, holding their food hostage in some of these situations? No, you know, this sterile thing, Brian. I think it just sums up what goes on, and the fact that they really do want to get rid of a good amount of us, and I think it's going to be by a long thing. It's more slow kill, you know, and that's what they're doing. You know, our water's already fluoridated. Hey, let's add a sterilization thing to it. Before, they were paying people in, I believe, North Carolina a couple of years ago, paying women and men who were drug addicts to go and get sterilized. You know, it's disgusting. It really is. Who are they to say who can reproduce and who can't? You know, like you said, that's not, you don't have control of your own body, and that's not being free.
Oh, how are you free, guys, when you don't have control of your own body? I mean, that is just absurd. And, you know, we've done shows before, Justin and I and myself, and I'm sure Justin by himself, about, you know, the GMO food and what it does to your body and how, you know, you don't have a choice when you're at the grocery store of what you're really putting in your body because there's no labeling for GMO foods. This is just another example of you not having control of your body. And I mean, really, I mean, when you don't have control of your own health and you have without even, you know, like, how can you mass medicate people? I mean, you guys are told anytime, do not take somebody else's prescription. You need to see a doctor and get your own pills.
Yeah.
You need to be diagnosed because you don't know what's going to react with what. So how the hell can you just give 100,000 people one drug without testing everybody? Tell me, where is the logic in that?
You're right. It's 100%. You know, and what if somebody, you know, what if people are, or just anyone is drinking that water? You know, what if somebody that is from the, you know, from the good side of town? You know, it doesn't make sense. It's just disgusting to even think of, you know, poisoning a certain demographic of people because they don't fit in with your plan. And to curb poverty, hey, you know, we can cure poverty a million ways. We don't have to kill people. And let me get into something real quick. I just wanted to say, and we'll get back to that. And I also have something on Monsanto in a second. But, you know, the whole thing here is, you know, this world, you could fit everybody in this world in Australia comfortably. The whole thing is the resources, which we have enough of if these people weren't hoarding them and weren't, you know, charging us so much for them. You know, population, overpopulation is a total myth. And I think that, you know, the whole thing here, it's all a UN conspiracy to, you know, to depopulate. And you can look it up. There is actual literature out there for a depopulation agenda. And now it's taking place under Agenda 21. You know, as far as every time you hear the word sustainable development, anytime you hear any of these words, it's just more eugenics programs. And that's all it is. Bill Gates pays for a lot of these things as well. You know, a lot of these so-called, you know, philanthropists, that's what they're paying for. They're paying for people to get mass vaccinated and, you know, against their wishes, mass drugged, and, you know, and killed or ended up, you know, being not able to have kids of their own.
Doesn't it make you sick that people look up to people like Bill Gates when all this crap is going on and people think he's just some great guy that made Windows?
Yeah, it's insane. It really, well, you know,
I have people that have him on their list on Facebook as people that inspire them. It makes me want to throw up.
You know what really bothers me about that, Bri, is the other night, Bill Maher. I watch Bill Maher like he's on HBO, and sometimes I just keep HBO on, and I end up listening to it. Yeah. In the background, anyway, I had Bill Maher on, and he was talking about Steve Jobs, and you know, Steve Jobs is one. We were just talking about the Apple situation. But he said Bill Gates is more of a humanitarian, and when people talk about the Bill and Melissa Gates Foundation as being a humanitarian organization, it's like it's nothing more than a globalist front to mass vaccinate everyone on the planet to make your immune systems actually weaker.
Yeah, and it's not just vaccines; it's the food now too. He's tied. He bought a big chunk of Monsanto.
Exactly. You know, and that's like here in Connecticut, too. A lot of people, you know, in fact, I wrote in the Occupy New Haven's page, they were talking about Rosa DeLauro was going to help people with the housing price or whatever. I said, well, why don't you ask Rosa DeLauro about her husband in Monsanto? Her husband represents Monsanto, of course. You know, and it's just the thing. Every one of your politicians is tied in with one of these corporations. And, you know, and besides that, most of them are in one of these groups. So, I don't know. Until we get these corporations out of it, until we get these secret societies that run things out of it, we're in trouble. I wanted to add one other thing about Monsanto, actually. This is a major victory. However, Europe is Europe and a lot of other places on the world, Haiti, for instance, just burned down a bunch of Monsanto crop or burned up a bunch of their seeds or whatever, so we didn't want them. There's a bunch of other countries that are saying no. But actually, in France, Monsanto was found guilty of chemical poisoning. A man developed neurological problems, his memory loss, and headaches after being exposed to Monsanto's Lasso weed killer back in 2004. You know, this just goes to show, you know, they don't put proper warnings on their label, proper labels, on their products. They don't label any of their products, and the general population is getting this stuff, and not knowing that hey, there's pesticides already in everything, and not only that, the Terminator seeds, which have never really been tested either, people are also saying that that's something that is making people not as fertile, and also another thing to make sure that people don't get sterility measure. It's really insane, and I just wanted to say that there's been a couple small victories lately, but. None here. United States has 99% genetically modified vegetables. 99% of our vegetables are genetically modified. And now they're getting into doing it to chocolate, to the cocoa beans. They're getting into doing it to so many other things. Soy, for example.
Soy's over 90%. Soy, wheat, yeah. Cotton, and yep. Corn, and canola, they're all over 90% genetically modified now in the United States. And this was 8 months ago when I wrote a paper on it. I mean, God knows where the number's at now.
Right. Yeah, and the canola in general, people look at it like it's something that's good for you, and it's really not. It's really, I don't know. You're a lot better off using regular vegetable oil or olive oil. But, what does it matter if they're all GMO anyway? I think if you're getting olive oil from Italy, I think you're going to be safe, but... everything is genetically modified. The peaches you just bought, or the oranges, or the apples are getting some type of something from some animal in it to make their skin tougher, so they can when they fall they don't bruise.
The chickens are being born without bred without feathers.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. That picture you saw that.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I've heard about it a few months ago, and then I saw that picture going around about a week ago. They're just so sickly looking. Like, it's awful, dude. It really is.
Fish as well. Fish as well. I believe it's salmon, tilapia, and one other food is totally being cloned, farmed, and and totally just being made by gene splice. And you're not, that when you get a clone from something, you're not getting 100% of the real thing, so what is the rest? It's got to be something bad, right? You're going to take away the quality every time you clone something. And so, and that's not even when it comes to the vegetables, we're on a different story. That's mixing other things with, but I don't know. I don't have too much more to add on it, but I think that, things that we can fight right now are things that we can educate about that everybody else is kind of on the same page with. Monsanto would be one of them. I see like actual people out there that are not even activists that are, that are joining up and realizing that Monsanto is wrong. And it may be too late though, at least here in America, but we do have to do something before the whole world seed supply of heirloom seeds is wiped out. you know, and that's their eventual thing. And eventually they want to be, you know, this lets a few corporations control everything that makes it to your dinner plate.
Everything from the seed to the plate, they want to control everything. People don't realize that, you know, these big like meat processing plants and stuff like that, there's like only 5 of them in the whole country. Like the big huge industrial size ones, like they really have this thing tightly controlled. I mean, really. And Monsanto is – there's even a chemtrail tie-in. I mean, there's been planes that have sprayed people's farms to ruin their crops. And then Monsanto will come to their door. Yeah, hello. Right. Yeah, we've noticed you had a, you know, really bad crop yield last season. And, well, you know, we offer this aluminum-resistant soybean. Exactly. And then at that point, what does the farmer do? If he doesn't have, you know, a really good side business or something, I mean, he's forced to deal with the devil or else he's not going to feed his family. How's he going to stop them? You know, you can fight people off with a shotgun trying to come on your property. How are you going to stop an airplane?
Exactly. You know, that's like Vito Corleone giving you an offer you can't refuse when that happens. You know, and that's what's happening more and more. And then eventually, you know, they want farmers just to sell out anyway. A lot of that's the big thing too with S-510, the bill that went through a year ago, the food safety bill that put so many, or it's gonna end up putting so many small farmers out of work, that it's all gonna end up being factory farms, and you know, and you're gonna have to end up paying so much more for real actual organic food. It's already tremendous. I can't afford organic food. I very rarely buy.
It's at least, you know, 30% more.
It is. There's only a few things that I actually buy, make sure I get organic, and that's, you know, things that I kind of use medicinally because I don't have the money to do it, and even the means. You know, you can know the codes to look at when you look at certain fruits and whatnot. But you know, sometimes you're not even given an option. So what do? You not buy the, you know, the watermelon, or do you not buy the grapes or whatever you need? You know, no, of course you're gonna buy them. You know, so
it's hard to eat organic. I mean, because you can't stop anywhere and eat. You know, ever.
Right. Right.
I mean, there's not organic pizza shops, and I mean, you know, there might be a couple somewhere, but I mean, there's not places to stop. You have to eat at your house. You have to watch what you eat everywhere you go. I did it for a while, and I wish I still did, but I've been really bad the last few months.
Well, it's really too. Unless you live in a community like that, there's also plans you can sign up to that they'll actually send you. It'll be like something local, like a co-op.
Yeah.
And you can sign up, and they'll send you whatever they have at that time of year. So you may not be getting all things you like, but you're getting all fresh produce sent to you. There's a place on the internet. I'll try to get the link at some point. If anyone wants it, you can ask me for it. But, you know, and that's one way you can do it to make sure at least you're getting fresh produce.
The problem with that, though, Justin, is once the GMO is so prevalent, they're not going to be able to guarantee to give you non-GMO food at some point. It's going to be so bad.
You're right. Because, see, let me explain that real quick. Even if you don't want GMO food, now say the bees, by bringing pollen from one plant to another, or the wind blowing seeds from blows a few seeds into your thing, now you have a mixed crop, and you don't know what's what, and that's the thing here too, that when you have totally 100% or 99% GMOs, even your organic food is going to be 10% GMO. That's the thing here,
yeah.
You know. So I mean, until we really need to try to go, you know, to go backwards here and undig this hole we're in. But I don't know. That's pretty much all I have to add with that. I know that we're gonna close up at 12, but I wanted to just end with that.
Well, I'm glad we touched on that, because that's an important issue, and that's something that can be talked about at any time, because it's just all around us, and it's people aren't aware of it. And I think if people had an idea of what this stuff does to your body, and you know, it not only what it does, what you don't know what it does, because there hasn't been enough testing done. You know what I mean?
No.
You don't really know what it does. I mean, we know that it can sterilize people. We know that it can eat away at your organs. Yes, guys, it can eat away at your organs. Okay, you're putting mutations in your body. I mean, why don't you just go drink some friggin' uranium? I mean, seriously.
Exactly.
It's so bad that we don't have a choice about this, and people, and the whole reason being, guys, is this country, and I love my country, but the people are so asleep. They're so into the celebrities and all the stuff we talked about earlier. You could go and have a 3-hour-long conversation with somebody about Whitney Houston's life and her legacy and everything else. Once you start talking about genetically modified food and what they're putting in their body, they turn you off after about 60 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable. It's pretty sad. It really is. It's pretty sad. Because they don't talk about this, man. Before I found out about 9/11 and all this other stuff, I never heard anything about GMO food.
No.
The only reason I knew what it was when I heard the term is because the term kind of tells you what it is. I mean, that's it. That's all I knew.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all this stuff. And that's the thing. Until you get into some of the stuff, you're never going to, you're not going to find out about this stuff on your own. I've never even heard them talk about Monsanto on the news, the regular news. Have you? On the mainstream
news?
Well,
there was the one time they did on Fox. And if you let me elaborate for a second here, they these Fox reporters. And I'll put the clip up for you guys on the website after. I'll put it right up in the comments on this section. Fox News, there were a couple reporters that tried to do the honest thing, and they were doing a story on how Monsanto was illegally still putting the RGBH hormone, the growth hormone, inside the milk in Florida. Okay, now they were going to write the story about it, and Fox came to them, the executives. And they offered to buy them out. They said, hey, we really don't want you to go on the air with this. We'll pay you 2 years' salary, like in cash, 2 years' salary. So if they made 50 grand, he was going to get 100 grand. She was going to get 100 grand, okay? And they said, no, we're not going to do that. Well, we want to go forward with the story. People need to know about this, okay? And guys, this is why girls are going into puberty at 9 years old. Don't be mistaken.
Right? Exactly.
It's the growth hormone they put in your friggin' milk. Okay, so this is important. Pay attention. So Fox News, these reporters, they said, no, you can't buy us out. We're going forward with this story. So they were forced to rewrite it in front of Monsanto lawyers, and they were forced to rewrite the thing. Now, if you were forced to rewrite an article once or twice, it'd be pretty aggravating, okay? They were forced to rewrite it. Remove anything that talked really bad about Monsanto or mentioned the word cancer. They had to replace the word cancer with serious health implications. They weren't allowed to go farther than that. And they had to rewrite this thing 85 times before Fox would even let the thing go on the news. 85 times it was rewritten in front of Monsanto lawyers. That's how big this company is, bigger than you realize, guys. I mean, this thing is huge. They've been tied into
another thing about that, they ended up canceling that show. They ended up canceling that was a prospective show that was going to be on. They ended up having two episodes and canceled it right after that.
Did they?
Fox News.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
It's unbelievable, man. It really is. Like, you really can't, even if you want to be an honest reporter at one of these stations and put some real information out. I mean, if you are an honest reporter, how discouraging must your job be? I mean, I got to feel you must hate your job. If you work at any major media company and you're an honest person, how do you deal with your job? I mean, it must eat away.
I couldn't imagine having to tuck my tail in between my legs every day and just lie to the people. I couldn't imagine doing it.
How could you do that? I don't know, man. It's brutal. And the TV's so controlled, that's like anybody with a voice isn't getting on. It's pretty crazy stuff, man. Pretty crazy stuff. You have anything else you want to touch on tonight?
No, I think that's pretty much it. I just wanted to say about the Whitney Houston thing. I don't know. We're going to we look into it a little bit more. I've been hearing some strange stuff. But I don't want to speculate anything now. And, of course, everything else we're going to probably, update you on. But I just want to thank anyone for listening. And that's all I got, Bri.
All right. Yeah, thank you, everybody, for listening. You probably catch us again in about a week or so. You'll see us making announcements when we're ready to go back up and do another show. Check out the website, therealnewsonline.com. You can find all of our shows there. We have a Real News Radio archive, which is right on this page where you got the show. So if you just scroll down, okay, you can get any show that you missed. Any show that's ever been on this network, you can get by just scrolling down on this page. And any radio show I've done elsewhere, you'll see there's a thing that says Other Radio Archive, and all those shows are there. Justin himself, he writes blogs for us. I write blogs. Another friend of ours, Mike Demand, he writes blogs on our site. Make sure you check out our blogs. There's a lot of great stuff in there. And that's pretty much it, guys. Thanks for listening. For Justin Cook, I'm Brian Stavely, and you've been listening to Real News Radio.